Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 691. The topic is training and the title is, What You're Not Doing is Holding You Back. I've had a ton of just blessings in my life as a personal trainer to be able to work with a very large variety of people. So I've been personal training for 18 years now. So I started training for money, getting paid to train people, when I was 18 years old. I am now 36. I have trained well over 2,000 people. I actually went through and counted it and made sure it was over 2,000 before I ever started saying it was over 2,000. And I can name all of them. And I've gone back through and kind of done that. I've also taught at the university level for 7.5 years. Had over 500 students who I taught in weight training and nutrition-based classes for aesthetic and performance nutrition as well as general health. I've also taught exercise physiology labs. So I have an enormous variety of background. I've trained professional athletes. I've trained Olympic athletes. I've trained people who got to go to the CrossFit Games, who are kind of the best in their sport. I've trained people who have who've been in top five national positions multiple times for various lifts and even overall totals. Trained a bunch of state records out the wazoo, bunch of elite level powerlifters. They earn their elite level kind of like certification or classification, I mean. Aesthetic athletes have helped people earn pro cards, help people win local shows, everybody. So I've been around the block in terms of all aspects of training, as well as teaching and training the highest level of people. So I feel confident in what I'm going to present to you today, because I have seen these firsthand, these examples, firsthand, 100% true, over and over and over again. So this isn't from somebody who just, you know, squatted, you know, X amount of pounds, and then that's what I was able to do, so therefore everybody else I'm trying to do the same thing, and that's the only thing I know. This is what I know in everywhere, every area. Now that I've like kind of tooted my own horn, but the point of that is to say that the information you're getting in these podcasts is from every freaking perspective you can get. I've trained every classification of athlete, and like whether it's aesthetic athlete, strength athlete, CrossFit athlete, strongman athlete, sports athlete, everybody. Even stay-at-home moms to dads just trying to get rid of a dad bod. I mean, it's been beginner to advanced, pro level, all that stuff. So what I'm saying in these podcasts is 100% true based on educational experience and real life experience. Now, let's get into it. What I want to talk about today, the title of What You're Not Doing is Holding You Back, is because too often I see people in different classifications only train within their narrow scope. And by training in a narrowed scope, they're missing out on so many, many benefits. And actually, not even just missing out on benefits, they're actually missing out on being their best in their sport, or their specific category, I mean, because they're not kind of deviating from that and getting the benefits of the other areas. Let's go through some exact examples. So aesthetic athletes, I've helped people earn pro cards, male and female, in aesthetic classifications. So these are aesthetic competitions such as like bikini, wellness, figure, women's physique, men's physique, classic physique, bodybuilding, all these categories. So I've helped people earn pro cards in these categories. And what you'll see is too often they focus on very slow tempoed movements, very mind muscle based movements, a lot of isolations, and they'll say that they eventually run into this plateau that they just can't seem to grow anymore. And one of the main reasons why they can't grow anymore is because they haven't gotten any stronger. They haven't really focused in on developing their base level strength. Because they haven't gotten stronger, their volume work has not increased. What they can lift for 10 reps really hasn't gone up much. So maybe they could go from 10 to 11 or 12 if they loosen up their form. Maybe they could switch from this exercise to that exercise to that exercise to that exercise. You know, they can add sets. They can decrease rest period. There's a ton of things that they can do to create progression. But an enormous missing component, and a component that would blow up their progression and volume, is getting stronger. So when I first started lifting weights, I read all the magazines, because that's what I had access to at the time. We didn't have internet at my house yet. But I read all the magazines, and everybody always touted like 8 to 12 as being the best rep range for upper body, and anywhere from kind of 8 up to 20, but more so 12 to 20 being best for legs. That was the rep range that we were told was would build the most tissue. The problem was, if all you ever do is sets of 8 to 12s, you never really get much stronger. There is the initial phase you get stronger within the first, say, 6 months, even to a year. But then at about a year and a half or 2 years, everything kind of plateaus. You don't really get it much stronger. You end up using just kind of the same weights all the time. You know, you can go through dieting stages. You can go through stages of, you know, finding different training techniques like supersets, circuits, drop sets, rest pause, you know, number techniques, all these things that help you change your training styles. But not much will change your training weight. So if you're somebody who's been lifting for years and you've noticed that you've plateaued, a main reason why is because you haven't gotten any stronger. This is why people in aesthetic sports will turn to things like steroids, like testosterone shots and whatever things, where they're taken above physiologically kind of like healthy levels, because an increase in testosterone will make you stronger. Because they then lift heavier weights, they build more muscle. So they think it's the testosterone that made them build more muscle. No, it was the fact you were lifting heavier weights. Well, why don't we work on strength rather than using drugs to lift heavy weights? So tons and tons and tons and tons of aesthetic athletes would benefit from strength-based programs, such as like 5x5 programs, Wendler's 531. I've written my own variations of strength progressions for aesthetic athletes. You do not need to do a one rep max. I'm not saying, you know, risk injury. I'm not saying go stupid and hurt yourself. That's all a bunch of bullshit and what people use to argue against, like, lifting heavy as an aesthetic athlete. Oh, you shouldn't do one rep maxes because they're dangerous. Who the hell said you had to do a one rep max, you dumbass? You just have to lift heavy. So maybe instead of 8 to 12, you can get down to, like, the 4 to 6 rep range. Even do some threes every now and then. That's going to still give you wiggle room for technique variation. So if you do the first rep and it doesn't feel good, you'll rack the damn weight. If you're going for a set of 3 to 5, you have some room to see how it's going to feel. Just because you lift heavy doesn't mean you get hurt. If you lift heavy like an idiot, you get hurt. If you do anything stupidly, you get the negative consequences of it. If you live life stupidly, you get the negative consequences of it. So if you're an aesthetic athlete, there is tons to benefit from by doing strength-based training. So one of the programs you can do is Wendler's 531 is a great program in the sense to where you can use his strength-based stuff and then add your own kind of accessories, which would be more bodybuilding style things. I do my own variations of programming with clients where I'll have them do different sequences of heavy weights. We'll do different pre-exhausting, different priming techniques. We do a way more complex variations than like a 531 or kind of a basic strength program, because I know I'm actually doing it for an aesthetic athlete, and the clients I work with, we know firsthand who they are, what their benefits are, what their history is. I know what their injuries are, I know what all their concerns are, because I know them as an individual. So there are tons of benefits, but aesthetic athletes need to focus on strength. So they need to focus on strength, even if that's something they don't currently do. Which most athletes don't, aesthetic athletes. So, going back to the title, what you're not doing is holding you back. Aesthetic athletes, if you are not focusing on strength development, it is holding you back. Now, powerlifters and CrossFit athletes, you all would benefit from using time under tension mind-muscle connection techniques. Moving weight with intentionality in regards to muscle stimulus, not just movement. So when I'm doing my accessory lifts and I'm doing an exercise that's supposed to help build my hamstrings so my hamstrings will be stronger for my deadlift, I don't just want to move at 1,000 miles an hour and just shoving the weight around. I actually want to feel my hamstrings working. I want to move without momentum and ensure that the right muscles are under weighted tension at all times. So powerlifters need to lift like bodybuilders when they do their accessories. CrossFit athletes, you all move like absolute shit. Your goal is to just get stuff done as fast as possible. With that being the goal, you're all amazing at it. So I have trained CrossFit coaches out the wazoo, but I don't even like dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens, if not hundreds and hundreds of CrossFit coaches, where they wanted to work on improving their one rep max on their lifts. Because that became a part of thing they would test now in the CrossFit Games a couple years back. And then also just they knew that if they improved their 1 rep max, their overall muscular strength endurance would improve. The problem is, they move like shit. They would deadlift all through their lower back. So if you look at most athletes in like kind of the medium level in CrossFit, they're going to have dominant quads, no hamstrings, no butt. They lift everything with their quads and their lower back. And then they wonder why they have lower back fatigue or kind of hip pain, because they're no longer balanced in the hip structures. The muscles that support the hips are not balanced. And why, when they get into a deadlift competition or deadlift for reps, their lower back blows up. Because they're lift like shit. Your technique is horrible. Now, I'm being a little aggressive in my language because I want to fire you up a little bit. I want to get your attention on this. I know a ton of CrossFit athletes who lift very well. But I also know more than that, that lift like shit. So they would benefit from dropping just throwing the thing around, move without momentum, develop a mind-muscle connection, pay attention to your positioning, make sure your positioning stays consistent and in the appropriate positions. So for example, walking lunges, step-ups, things like that. Your knee should be vertically over your second and third toe. If your knee is caving in or flaring out, that shows a weakness and an imbalance of muscular usage. That's going to develop small aches and pains and inefficiencies in your ability to do freaking awesome and to be your best. So powerlifters and CrossFit athletes would benefit from lifting like bodybuilders. Develop mind-muscle connection. Use time under tension techniques. Even use isolations in your training. I've seen it. Like I said, I've helped develop people who are ranked top 5 nationally in powerlifting. People have elite totals. And it was what they did when they came to me was they were already a great athlete. What did I do to make them better? I focused on time under tension and isolations in proper positions. And then just technique out the frickin' wazoo of trying to make them move consistently and perfectly every time. So when I tell you that your training is hurting and it's holding you back because you're not doing these things, is because I've seen hundreds of times that doing these things will make you better. I can take the best powerlifter on the planet and make them better if they don't currently work on time under tension methods and proper isolations. Now, athletes in general, like sports athletes, one of the things I see all the time is they lift like shit. No one ever told them that their technique was actually important. No one actually taught them proper technique. So they lift heavy weights, they try to be explosive, they try to be aggressive and throw things around, but they're not in proper positions. Their knees are caving in, their scapulas are not braced properly. They're just kind of shoving things around, shoving weight around. Like when they squat, they go forward into their toes. When they deadlift, they, you know, use their lower back to lock things out rather than their butt. So there is so many just kind of poor quality movement issues when you look at athletes. It's important then to focus on technique. Make sure the athlete is moving in proper positions. This ensures that they develop the musculature around their joints in proper balance. This then improves performance and prevents injuries. As I mentioned, I have trained professional athletes. I have trained Olympic level athletes. And in every single athlete, if they were missing good technique, when we focused on good technique, their performance increased. Every time. Every time. So, what you're doing is good, but what you're not doing is what's more important. That's what we need to focus on, okay? So we need to say what you're not doing is holding you back. For aesthetic athletes, if you are not focusing on strength development, that's holding you back. For powerlifters and CrossFit athletes, if you're not focusing on time under tension methods, mind-muscle connection, that is holding you back. For sports athletes, if you are not fine-tuning your technique on the movements you're doing, it is holding you back. Every single person in those categories, if they are not focusing on what I mentioned, they are not their best. And they can become better. So please, take this as a launching point and start trying to learn more about the areas that I said associated with what you were probably not doing. So if you're an aesthetic athlete, start learning about strength lifting. If you're a powerlifter and CrossFit athlete, start learning about bodybuilding. If you're a sports athlete, start learning about proper technique. Find the resources, find the knowledge. If you have a specific question or if you want that stuff, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. But I don't want to get too, it would be too long for me to go into all that. But if you do want to do this and you're having trouble with knowing where to start or what's the best places to start, email us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Just let us know and I'll send you some resources to start with. You can be better. You are not yet your best. You can heal injuries and still increase performance. Like I said, I've done it hundreds of times. I've worked with beginners and I've worked with professionals in every one of these categories. And this categories of what missing holds true every time. So please take this podcast as a jumping off point and know that if you put the effort into learning these other areas, you will improve. So if you've plateaued or you think you're kind of burned out or you can't be any better, bullshit. You can be better. Check out these areas and learn how. Okay, if you need any help in this stuff, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. You can always check out our website, which is www.brutalirongym.com. It has links to our podcast, which obviously you're listening to now, but you can share it with other people if you wanted to. It also has links to our social media channels and just links to other information. So it's all hopefully helpful. But thank you for listening. If you think the podcast is helpful, please share it with other people. So if there's someone you love, share good information into their life so they can live their healthiest and happiest life. So you can share it, email, conversation, text message, however you want. But just share it, and we greatly appreciate it. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on our social media channels of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd always love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.